I don't know. We do. I mean, we're playing good enough defense right now to give ourselves a chance when we play like that. And I thought we were physical up front today. Really did a nice job of containing the running game and making it more of a passing game for them. And anytime you can do that, you know, I think you give yourself a great chance to win. Say it again. No reason. All our guys are ready to go whenever we call on their number, and we were doing some different things, moving people in and out, but that's how the whole game went.
Did you think there was something about the Elvis Junior-Thomas matchup that you could exploit
the size of the not really in terms of that one-on-one matchup, but you know, we talked about how we wanted our guys to pass rush their tackles and guards this week, and we felt like we could make some plays in the passing game if we could force them to throw the ball enough, you know, because a lot of their throws early in the game were quick and we couldn't quite get there, and then as the game wore on, they were holding the ball longer, and our guys did a nice job covering, but no, it wasn't one thing or one matchup that we were trying to exploit today. With Elvis? I think it's a little unorthodox to block. The biggest thing is he's got longer arms than most of the guys blocking him, and he's much shorter, you know. So you're reaching for him, but he can get his hands on you first, and he's got leverage on you, and he can get underneath you and push you back to the quarterback. So he's a unique player. He's a unique pass rusher, and that, you know, his skill set is pretty much, you know, alone in this league for a shorter guy with real long arms, and he's got a good burst. Say it again.
No.
That's okay. You know, took care of the ball. Look, this is a defensive scheme I'm very familiar with. It's a defensive scheme where you can't try to force the thing in there, you know, right off the bat in the first quarter, first, second quarter. You got to take what they give you. You got to be smart. Sometimes you're going to have to make throwaways, you know, be good plays for you. And we told our team, look, we're not making the big mistake. That's what we were trying to make happen today, you know, and we did not want to give in to the temptation to do anything in the passing game that we shouldn't have been doing. And I thought he did a nice job of managing some of the situations, did a good job of making some critical throws in the second half, and, you know, he spread the ball around today. So, you know, no turnovers again, you know, except for the fumble on the kickoff return, and he did some good things in the passing game. I'd love to. If they put him on the schedule, we'd play him. I think anytime you have a confident football team or a confident side of the ball, I think, you know, they feel good about each other out there. They communicate well, you know, and then you sometimes you play better, you know. I mean, certainly if you go out there with no confidence, you're gonna have a hard time making plays. And I think right now we're gaining confidence, and our team believes in itself and believes in what we're trying to do each week, and that's all good. I think we've had confidence, you know, since really we started training camp, you know. We kind of know what kind of players are in that locker room, and we believe in each other, and they certainly believe in one another. I think when you win on the road in this league, it's tough, and that certainly can help your confidence level, but we're not an overconfident football team, and we know we got a long way to go and a lot of improvements to make, and we have to have a great week of practice this week.
Mm-hmm. He seems to be kind of lost in this offense in terms of getting opportunities with the ball. Can you talk about that a little bit?
You know, he'll be ready to go when his number's called. Sometimes some guys are going to get more carries than others, and that's what happened today with Buck and O'Shawn. And you know, but he's ready to go, and when he's called on, I'm sure he'll go in there and do a nice job. But we're not gonna just force anything. We have a lot of good skill players here. A lot of good skill players here. Tight ends, backs, receivers, and sometimes they're not going to catch that many balls. In other games, they may catch a bunch. Or same thing in a running game, but what matters is, are we moving the ball, are we being productive, and are we winning?
And on your second scoring drive, we had a first and goal from the five, and you chose to pass three straight. Mm-hmm. Did you something in the defense?
Yeah, we felt like we, yeah, there was something we wanted to try to exploit, and obviously we didn't do a good job of doing it. But, you know, we felt like that would give us an opportunity to, you know, to score in that situation, and unfortunately we didn't get it in. You know, he seemed to make a lot of plays, some of which were in the backfield or at the line of scrimmage. And anytime you're playing a team like Cleveland that wants to run the ball in between the tackles a bunch, you know, your middle linebacker is going to play a key role in your run defense. And I think Andre showed up a bunch today. I think all those guys inside, Ron Fields, really stuffed the middle pretty good today. You know, there weren't that many creases inside. When they went in there, it was tough yards. And that's what we talked about making it all week. And Lewis is a really good runner in between the tackles, and I thought all those guys played well. I don't know what you mean by get it going. I don't know. He had 75 yards, didn't he, today? Yeah, he was, I mean, hey, he's getting it going plenty for us, all right? We're moving guys in and out of the huddle. Buck and he took the majority of the load today, you know, you get what's there. And they made some yards on their own today. Caught a couple balls out of the backfield, did a nice job there, too. So those aren't my words. Those are yours. Late in the second half, yeah, we thought it would secure the line of scrimmage. They brought a couple safety pressures early in the game and early in the third quarter, and they got into the backfield, and we felt like if we could go ahead and get big and then go ahead and widen the edge a little bit, that we would have a body for them, and that's what happened. They really didn't get any penetration, and we felt like we were moving the line of scrimmage well, but we kept getting caught from the side or from behind, and once we kind of took care of that, we did move the line of scrimmage. The backs found it and hit it, and you know we had some success there in the second half. Eddie had an IV, I think, at halftime. We were just precautionary, you know, with him in the second half in terms of playing him or having him back there on the punt return. Sure. Yeah. I don't think it's really anything other than that. You know, our guys are always trying to do the right thing out there, and there were a couple of situations where we had some signals or some adjustments that we want to make, and we didn't get it done. But, again, that's a good football team over there in terms of the disguise and the scheme that they use, and they force you to do some of those things. And we were trying to get out of some problems, and sometimes when it's the clock's running low and those kind of things and you make a signal quick to the receiver, you really got to be on the same page, and this is a team that forces you to do some of that. So, you know, we're work hard to try to eliminate that going forward.